Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, South Carolina is over, the primary that is, and what's changed for the Republicans? Absolutely nothing. The Republicans have known from day one that Donald Trump would be the nominee. You know, all the energy that went into DeSantis and Nikki Haley and others is wasted energy, and the only one left is Nikki Haley, and she ain't even left. Nikki Haley knows she has no chance to win. She's meant to be a distraction. She is a Democrat plant acting as a Republican, and anybody that would really want to represent this party would have understood, I need to just get out of the way. Let's get behind Trump. And the only thing that is stopping that from happening is the inside Republican Party rhinos, what we call the establishment Republicans, who don't want to see this man win. And that is what we should be solving. We could take our minds off of the Democrats. Because let me tell you something, they don't know who their candidate's going to be. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump smacked Nikki Haley in her own state, beat her by 20 points. Now, there's a couple things that you should ask yourself. If Donald Trump got 59%, she almost 60, she got almost 40. Are those 40% of the people going to support Trump in the long run? And I don't know what faction of the people would. I don't know whether it was, look, we can't embarrass our old former governor, that 40%. But it would make you take pause and ask yourself, would 40% of Republicans not vote for Donald Trump? I don't think that's the case. In other words, if they don't get Nikki, it doesn't mean, oh, well, let's all pull a Nikki and become Democrats. Because let me tell you, that 40% of Republicans has to realize there's nothing good on the other side of the equation. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We've known the foregone conclusion of Donald Trump since he got cheated out in 2020. And you would think that people would have gotten resolve in the Republican Party and said, you know what, if those suckers can cheat us out, we're gonna make sure that never happens again, yada, yada. But instead, because our party, insiders in our party, helped to cheat Donald Trump out, they help the Democratic Party. They are part of the New World Order, the Great Reset. They now fight against him, which means you're going to need to resolve in your own mind that you're going to be fighting your own brothers inside of the Republican Party. And then once you beat up your brothers, you're going to have to go beat up your cousins, who are the Democrats. But here's the good news. There are some brothers on the other side that are beating up their brothers inside of the Democratic Party, and they're ready to join you, their cousins, in the fight against their own family. You get what I'm saying? I think you do. Here's what they said about this. Donald Trump defeated the sweep of early voting states, and already the prohibitive favorite to claim the straight nomination, his third straight nomination. If you know what gets me about this? We are wasting time. We knew Donald Trump was going to win. We know Nikki Haley should be out. We know the Republican Party should be rallying behind their candidate. And yet they're not. Now, Nikki Haley says, I'm going to go through Super Tuesday. First she said, I'm going to go until the last vote's counted. Now she's saying she's going to go through Super Tuesday. Let me tell you what's going to happen to Nikki Haley, okay? She's got no money. Nobody with a brain is going to put money into a campaign that's doomed. Because it's doomed. So at some point, just to save face, she'll go through Super Tuesday, which I believe is March the 5th, and that will be the end officially of her campaign and all of her lies to go till the last vote's counted. And then it's going to force something on the Republicans. Well, either one of two things is going to happen. The Rhino faction, the establishment inside of the Republican Party, is going to try to double down and make something bad happen to Donald Trump. They have no choice. That at this point, you either accept them as your candidate and you move forward and you put money behind him, etc., or you put Donald Trump out on his own. Because let me tell you, you're not going to stop Trump's train. You're not going to stop it. So either they join with the Democrats, they try to get Trump convicted, or they try to get him behind bars, or worse, or they got to jump on board. I don't think they're going to jump on board. I think Donald Trump's going to be on his own. But here's where it gets tricky. The Republican Party cannot fundraise without Donald Trump. I'll ask you this question. Would you donate to the Republicans? They come to me every day. I was having lunch with a friend of mine. I'm going to give an update on him, by the way, right now. So I told you guys, one of my best friends and benefactor to Seeking Educational Excellence is a gentleman by the name of T. And he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Having treatment here in Phoenix, he called me up the other day. He says, "Kev, you got some time?" I said, anything for you. I want you to understand what we do. Jumped in my car. I was going to meet him in an hour and a half. Took a quick shower. Jumped in my car. Went and met with him. He looked great for a guy that's gone through chemo and he's 76 years old. And he met me. We had a hug. We sat and talked. And T is a significant donor. And he said to me, he goes, "Once you make a donation to WinRec," he goes, "Kevin, I get 18 texts or emails a day on donate to this, donate to that." He goes, "It's actually pretty annoying. It makes you not want to donate." And I asked him, I said, "Are you, you know, of the mindset?" He goes, "No, I'm not donating to him." And what's funny, we ran into the former head of the GOP. I won't say his name. He was having lunch there. I introduced T, and T was he was impressed with Carrie Lake. And the GOP guy goes, "Yeah, isn't she struggling right now?" He was happy. He was giddy that Carrie Lake was trailing Kyrsten Sinema and Fontes, who, by the way, is one of the biggest communist radicals on the planet, the Democrat. Kyrsten Sinema is now an independent. And so anyway, this guy's giddy that Fontes might beat Carrie Lake. That is the state of the GOP. And they think they're going to fundraise. They're not going to fundraise if they continue to push back on MAGA. And I can give you some stats. On the exit poll, they said it was something, well over 50% of the people said they were supportive of MAGA, and 80% of them said considered themselves conservatives, not necessarily Republican. Republican Party better wake up, and South Carolina is a first wake-up call.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
South Carolina is official. It's no longer Nikki Haley, it's Nikki Hooley. As in, remind me, who is Nikki Haley? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Trump, as a Republican nominee, has been a foregone conclusion since the coup of 2020. You've heard me say this. Trump performed amazingly as president and deserved his second term. The Republican establishment partnered with Democrats to defeat him. And their continued efforts to destroy Trump and his family led to Trump's resurgence. I've talked about this on multiple shows. Donald Trump was an afterthought after the election. His stock was going down, 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 down until the indictments. And they thought, we're going to make sure this man never runs again. And what they did was they irradiated him. They put him on steroids. They nuked him. And he only got stronger. Oh, the irony. And Nikki Haley and others had been sanctioned to take Trump out. I commented many times that the Uniparty hoped that the sheer volume of people running against Trump would be enough to take him down. DeSantis, a governor. Haley, a governor. UN ambassador. Christie, former Attorney General, a governor, Asa Hutchinson, former prosecutor, a governor, and many others, former governors, senators, attorneys, generals, and even Trump staffers. They were cajoled into trying to make Trump look bad, but just numbers. And the idea was, look at all these formidable people who oppose Donald Trump. And the funny part about it was none of them were really that formidable. I mean, DeSantis was the best possible one to do something. And everybody knew he should have just bided his time. His time was coming in 2028. And if he had played ball, he would have been the automatic shoe-in to be Donald Trump's running mate. It would have made sense. If the Rhino Party wanted to get DeSantis in, the best thing they could have done was make him a VP. And these idiots, and I'm not saying that I'm for it or against it, but I'm telling you, that would have been my strategy. If I'd been in a room and they were, well, let's see if we can get DeSantis to beat Donald Trump, I would say, man, that ain't going to happen. Donald Trump has the most loyal base out there, and I'll get to that in a second. How about we position him as a vice president? You got your number two right there. If anything happens to Trump, he's ready to step in. And you know what their fear was? Their fear was he would actually learn from Trump and become a Retrumplican and not a Republican. Anyway, the field that ran against Trump never had a majority. Most votes any of them got was around 20%. And then South Carolina put the nail in the coffin. So what is the makeup of the Republican Party? I said earlier that according to a CNN exit poll, more than 4 in 10 described themselves as being affiliated with the MAGA movement. In other words, over 40% of the people were MAGA. Now, this exit poll doesn't tell you the whole story, since 80% of people polled described themselves as conservative. Now, consider that 80% of the people don't think of themselves as Republicans. So let me put this a different way. MAGA at 40% is double the size of the Republicans that consider themselves Republicans. Now, I say those 80% conservatives are Retrumplicans. They may not want to be MAGA, but they're certainly not going to be Republicans. They may not like Trump's style, but they love his results. So, look, what is the makeup of the Republican Party? I don't know. But I know this, I've been out there enough, I've been with my finger on the pulse in enough places to tell you that Donald Trump is the man. And he holds more sway over the Republican Party than any single person. And this includes McConnell, name whoever you want. Tell me who it is. By the way, they're talking about getting rid of McConnell and having Rand Paul become the Senate Majority Leader. I'd love to see that. I think that's one of the things we should be fighting for inside of the Republican Party, because the Republican Party, the makeup of that party, is completely different than it was in the 14 decades that McConnell's been in there. It's time that guy leave, and we need young blood. And I know, you know, Rand Paul is probably, what, in his late 50s, early 60s, but that's young blood in politics these days. But we need people like him that understand the ramifications of these stupid policies. Anyway, I'm going to move on, because here's the next polling question, and it had to do with Biden. Only a third of the respondents acknowledged that Biden was the rightful winner of the 2020 election. So by calling Retrumplicans election deniers, it's not harming the Republican Party. Two-thirds of the Republican Party say Biden's not the official president. The majority of Republican voters believe that Democrats stole the election. Now, the question is, how many Democrats believe that? And they, you know, we don't have any exit polling, but there are a lot of Democrats who know Joe Biden's isn't the rightful president. A lot of independents know it. What's that number? I don't have it, so I can't really get into it. But here's the question I was asking. What's next for Trump? I mentioned it in the previous segment. Trump's going to have to make up some ground. No question. That's true every election cycle. So, you know, the gladiator that leaves the pit, well, he's killed the other gladiator. Who do those people cheer for? Now, some people will argue, well, Kevin, they're not going to automatically go over to Trump. I agree. He's not going to get everybody that voted for Nikki Haley? Do you think Joe Biden's going to... I mean, Joe Biden's got his own demons. I mean, Joe Biden goes into the gladiator pit and he fights himself. He fights his age. He fights his senility. He fights his crooked nature. Who walks out of that gladiator pit? Then wait till you throw in the other players. And I'll get to that because there's some very interesting things that people haven't considered as you look at the competition. Things that nobody wants to tell you. And I'm going to tell you, I'll get to it. So Trump's got ground to make up, but his ground is smoother than any ground that the Democrats have. And how many of the Nikki Haley's can Trump garner? How many of the voters for Nikki Haley are going to come over to Trump? I say most of them. But before we get into that, let's look at the one-third of the voters who believe Biden won. How will free and fair election thinkers shift over the next few months as more Democrat skullduggery gets revealed? In other words, as they find out more about J6, as they find out more about the election integrity things that are going on around the country, how many of those people become, you know, say, okay, look, I get it. I understand why Trump did what he did. And Trump will not back off of this. That part of the reason that this thing has continued to grow is because Donald Trump said, I'm not backing off. I'm not backing down. And the court cases against him are, Donald Trump doesn't really believe that he was cheated. Really? So how is that going to work out? Trump being defiant irks the Democrats. Because part of destroying Trump means that they have to destroy the idea of a tainted election. But Trump has held firm and his stature has grown. Thus, as a myth of the fair election dissipates, more of these voters are going to move to Trump. We're going to shift over to Plan B for the Democrats and then come back on this.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is re-emphasizing his support for another Biden term in the White House. He spoke about the president's age on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday.
It's because of his age that he's been so successful. It's because of the wisdom and the character that's developed over years.
Newsom has been considered a potential challenger for the presidential race. Former President Trump notching a landslide Republican primary election victory over Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina. Still, Haley insists she will stay in the race at least until Super Tuesday, which is next week. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found in Pennsylvania is over. The Bionicle Golden Kanohaihao mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted for $14.95. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's talk more about that plan B that the reporter asked Joe Biden when he was in California. He says, are you here to meet with Gavin Newsom? Is this plan B? Or something along those lines. Plan B, you know what that is in the pill. I think that's when you want to abort the baby. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Plan B. The media sensed that Biden is toast. And no matter how some of them may still try to present him in an effort to save the Democratic Party, he's toast. The House of Cards is about to fall down. So what is Plan B? Now, I'm going to just give you some insights. Back in 2021, CNN wrote an article. This was December of 2021. 11 Democrats who could replace Joe Biden in 2024. So I want you to understand, this is not anything new. This is something that was been thought about 3 years ago. 2021, well, 2+ years ago because it was December. 11 Democrats who could replace him. And you know who the list was? A lot of the same people who should have replaced him before. Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, A.B. Kubitschek, Roy Cooper, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, etc. Some of the people who actually ran against him. Now they're thinking, oh, maybe these are the people that should replace him. There was another article, and this is more telling, and it was written literally hours after Joe Biden slipped on the plane. 7 Democrats who could replace Joe Biden if he drops. These are the likely Democratic presidential candidates if, you can't see the rest of it because I'm just looking at the Google search. Could Democrats replace Joe Biden as their nominee? That was NBC News. And it goes on. Here's another few. Who could replace Joe Biden? 4 possible candidates. Is it 4, is it 7, or is it 11? Same article, it was just repurposed, 7 Democrats who could. Then Newsweek wrote one, does Michelle Obama want to replace Joe Biden? Everything she said. And I know a lot of speculation is out there on the part of conservatives saying, what happens if Michelle Obama runs? And you've heard me talk about it. I don't fear Michelle Obama. Wow. I mean, if you are afraid of Michelle Obama, a woman who's never been in public office, she's never been a congressman, a senator. The closest in public office she's been is a president's wife. And everybody's afraid of her. And by the way, she's not very good. She's not very good at being first lady. She certainly wasn't very good at being an attorney because she didn't renew her license. And let me tell you why. She sucked as an attorney. She would have been a horrible attorney. Let me tell you what you get. And this is the worst thing for Michelle Obama, just to kind of put it to bed. I give you Letitia James. I give you Fonnie Willis. I give you all these, you know, shaking neck, cranking neck, finger snapping black women who are angry black leftist women who nobody wants to be anywhere around them. Nobody wants to work for them. Nobody wants them to, nobody wants to hire them. They're mean-spirited, evil people. And you can throw fat face Alvin Bragg into the mix because he's a male eunuch, a.k.a. a woman on that side of the aisle. There are no men on that side of the aisle. So there you go. Fear Michelle Obama if you want, but I have zero fear of her. Here's the next article. Joe Biden could be replaced for 2024, half of Americans say. Newsweek, Kamala Harris's approval rating as voices grow for Biden's replacement. I'm not making these stories up. But what did I tell you? I told you that Joe Biden would, they would, the media would slowly start to, the rumbles would grow. Joe Biden, he's too old, he's too this, he's too that. I gave you the time. I said it would be the end, by the end of the month, you will have a clear picture of what they're going to do. And for the record, most of this points to the golden boy, the heir apparent, Gavin Newsom, who I want to spend a little bit of time on right now, because I think he is Plan B. Will it work? Maybe. I mean, in terms of getting him in, going around Kamala Harris, perhaps. Will it work in the long run? Absolutely not. Gavin Newsom's got a big problem. California is about to be $73 billion in debt. And they're hoping the federal government yet again bails them out, because that's what happens. They get in debt, they get bailed out by the federal government, or they tax the living daylights out of their citizens to the point where people are leaving that state in droves. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We'll get those. Grab those for me, folks. I want to know what the number of people who've left California under Gavin Newsom, but I do know from a guy, he says the first time in California's history that their population didn't grow because they're losing so many people. It was a politician saying it. Maybe it's this guy who's we're about to play this clip for, but I know I heard it. So anyway, let's play this clip because I think it's illuminating about Gavin Newsom and why we have nothing to fear. The only thing we have to fear is being cheated out of an election. Excuse me, another election.
Gavin Newsom has turned the most beautiful state in the country into the most popular state to leave. For 170 years of California history, our state's population grew, and he became governor, and we've declined every year for the last 4 years. In fact, we've led the nation in U-Haul rentals the last 4 years. And so this is what life is like in Gavin Newsom's California. We have the highest taxes, yet we also have the highest poverty rate. We have the highest gas prices, yet we also have the worst roads. We have, you know, simultaneous flood emergencies and drought emergencies. We spend more than anyone to combat homelessness, yet we have by far the most homelessness. We spend just about as much as anyone on education, yet we have the worst education outcomes. During COVID, we had the worst lockdowns, yet we had among the worst public health outcomes. So everywhere you look, it is the same story. As Californians, we sacrifice the most, and yet we get the least in return.
Very scary if the entire nation went that way. But according to Newsom, California is the model. What about the budget deficit? $68 billion while providing illegal immigrants with health care.
Well, that's exactly right. California has a massive $68 billion deficit right now. Other states are running a surplus. So this is a sort of unique failure on the part of California.
So, you still scared of Gavin Newsom? I mean, he's the best they got, being honest with you. Now, I've looked at people that they say, oh, let's look at Whitmer in Michigan. Okay, bring it. They're touting this guy, not Roy Cooper, what's his name? Moore. He's a young governor, I think for Baltimore, U.S. Army veteran, Wes Moore. And his whole claim to fame is, why are we letting the right define patriotism? He's a one-term governor, and they're touting this guy as a potential to be the president of the United States. He says he's not going to let us, the conservatives, wrestle away the idea of what it means to be a patriot in America. Wrestle it away? No problem. We don't have to wrestle it away. People know who the patriots are. The patriots aren't the people letting folks come in an invasion in Mexico and then trying to let them vote to take away the rights of a citizen. Why is it that I would want to be a citizen of America if my vote is the same as somebody who hasn't put a nickel into this economy? I have put millions of dollars into this economy with my little life. So I know that. I know how much money I've earned, and I know how much I still have. So I know what's been put into the economy. I paid my dues, and so have you. Anyway, I want to go back to what this guy said, because he made valid points that we should be thinking about. And by the way, this isn't just Newsom. This is states, Chicago, Illinois has got the same problem. Pritzker, Michigan's probably got similar problems. All of these leftist control, leftist run, leftist dominated states are watching people leave. He says California lost people 4 years in a row under Gavin Newsom, and they led the nation in U-Haul rentals, highest taxes, but the highest poverty rates. Do you know what the poverty rate is in California? There are areas of California you can make six figures, $125,000. I'll never forget this. And you can still be under the poverty level. You can make $125,000, and you can't live in California without it being in poverty. I mean, can you imagine? Put $125,000 a year in somebody's hand and say, go live somewhere. Go live in Tennessee or small town in North Dakota or South Carolina or somewhere. See how well you do. You'll be one of the richest people in town. Gas prices the highest, worse roads. Spend more money on homelessness, but they have the most homeless in all the country. The most lockdowns they had during COVID, worst public health affairs, more money spent on education than, you know, certainly on par with other states, and yet the worst education outcomes. He said it right. They sacrifice the most and they get the least. And then what do they have? He says a $68 billion deficit. Gavin Newsom doesn't scare me. No Democrat does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Nikki Haley. Not Nikki Haley. Nobody knows who Nikki Haley is. Nikki Haley was never a factor. Never. I told you guys, I'm not talking about her other than this election cycle. And I told you that yesterday. I said, well, I'm done with her. I'm not following her through Super Tuesday. Her thing is over. We have to be focused as conservatives on what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be helping our candidate get elected. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some numbers. Overwhelmingly, people are voting for Trump.
I mean, yeah, there's a anti-Biden contingent, but I don't have anything against Biden. I mean, be who you want to be. I'm voting for Trump. I know exactly why I want him back. I want $2 gasoline. I want housing I can afford. I want prosperity back into this country. I want to feel good about being American again. I don't want to be in any wars in foreign countries. You get what I'm saying? There's a reason to vote for Trump. There's a definite reason to vote against Biden. And we have the best of both worlds. What do the Democrats have? I just don't like Trump. Okay, well, do you love Biden? Not exactly. Well, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, maybe you will vote for him. Let me tell you this. True story. One of my friends called me and said that one of their parents used to vote Democrat and said, I'm not voting for Biden. And it's funny because I don't solicit these stories. They're telling me, Kevin, you're not going to believe this. My dad or my mom, who's a staunch Democrat, isn't voting for Biden. I go, I'm not surprised. How could you? I want to go back to what I was talking about, this whole what's next for Trump, what's next for Biden, etc. Here's the perception of Biden. He's been painted as an average Joe, trustworthy and honest. Now, we've already talked earlier about Plan B, Gavin Newsom, and we'll get back to that too. But do you think people are going to still feel that Joe Biden is trustworthy and honest and just an average Joe over the next 60 days as the Democrats turn on him as well? See, as long as it's Republican fodder, it's one thing. You can convince the Democrats. That's just the mainstream Republicans, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. But when the Democrats start coming after you, when the press pool starts asking you questions, tough questions that you don't want to answer, what happens then? Now, Jim Biden, Joe's younger brother, he's already recanted his testimony about his brother, a.k.a. the big guy. And he said, oh, yeah, you're right. I was in business with Hunter and the family. So that's lie number one he's already been caught in. What do you think's going to happen over the next few days as they keep laying out more and more data? Well, what about your signature on this LLC? Where did this money come from? Why did you end up paying your brother two checks for a couple $100,000 or whatever it was? As they connect those dots, what do you think old Jim's going to do when the Justice Department, when somebody from up high says, we no longer are protecting the Bidens. It's okay. Boom. And I know they talked about, that FBI agent, he recanted. Let me tell you, nobody believes that story. More people believe Corn Pop, the Corn Pop story, than believe that. It's very interesting timing that a trusted FBI agent who had been on the payroll for years, an informant, and suddenly he's not believable. Oh, but let's remember, you can't make up 20 different LLCs, 170 suspicious activity reports, and at least $18 million that has flowed through those various bank accounts and paid, 9, 10, 11 Biden family members, including a grandchild. Is that being made up too? Are they going to recant that? What about the millions of dollars that Joe Biden said, we never got a penny from any foreign source. My family's never taken a penny. Not one single dime. So what about the hurdle that Trump's got to jump? Oh, nobody likes Donald Trump. Okay, well, that's what they said about him in 2016, and he got elected. Then in 2020, he managed to get 12 million more votes than he got in the previous election when he was supposedly not liked. What do you think is going to happen now with the current witch hunts by the now embattled Fannie Willis, who people are getting more and more details around that? How good does she look? Soon to be embattled Judge Engoron, who everybody knows overstepped his bounds. And my friend Laura Loomer says she's about to hammer Letitia James. I don't know if you saw her tweet on X. She's about to hammer Letitia James. She says, I'll be releasing it over time, and she's going to crush Letitia James. Let me ask you this. Do you think Letitia James is going to look better over the next few months, or will she look worse on this farce? Oh, by the way, where's E. Jean Carroll? Is she getting her money? Is she on her shopping spree yet? What about Alvin Bragg? How do you think things are going to look for him by election time? The guy that took a misdemeanor that was already past the statute of limitations, made it into a felony, essentially created a case against Donald Trump. Yeah. Democrats have bet on a strategy of a Trump conviction. And they don't care if it's jaywalking. And while the media touts polls that show people declining to vote for Trump if he's convicted, I don't believe that narrative. Here's what CNN, I'm going to give you some more numbers. They said, Trump saw hefty advantages with other demographics according to the exit polls. Primary voters thought he was more electable in November than Haley by a 23-point margin. And more voters said he has the physical and mental health needed to serve effectively as president than Haley. Overall, he's also demonstrated more loyalty among voters at the same time that the exit polls hinted at how he could motivate his critics. 93% of Trump voters said they mainly voted for their candidate rather than against his opponent. Among Haley, 58% supported her and 40% mainly to oppose Trump. So these are telling numbers, those last two data points. 93% of voters voted for Trump. 58% voted for Haley. Trump has, and I said this earlier, without a doubt, the most loyal supporters of any candidate running or planning to run. And that base grows every time he defeats a challenger. Because you know what Trump does? He says, look, we ran a race. I didn't like the way, you know, he or she ran it, but it's over. We got to bring everybody together. And he says something that's more healing. And he's proven it because when he won in 2016, what did he do? He invited all these people that he beat to become part of the cabinet. But I got some things that I want you to think about. Trump can lose part of the Republican Party and comfortably defeat Biden or anybody else. And here's what I want to ask you that I think I want you to research this, by the way. Have you seen any polling of Trump versus Michelle Obama? Have you? I dare you to Google it right now. Poll, Trump versus Michelle Obama. Now, everybody's worried about Michelle Obama. Why aren't they testing? Focus groups. Where is it at? Google it. I did it already. I can save you the time. I found nothing. I didn't find a single comparison. So that's okay. Then I said, well, let's Google Trump versus Newsom. Donald Trump, you can Google it yourself. In a real clear politics, it's a combination of all polls. Trump beats Newsom by 9 points. I went and looked at Trump versus Kamala Harris. Believe it or not, she does better than Newsom, but Trump beats her by 6 points, over six. Put anybody you want, Warren, any of them, Trump trounces them. So he beats Biden, which he won't run against them. Substitute in one of these other people. Everybody's afraid of Michelle Obama. Substitute her in and go do a poll on it and see what happens. Trump defeats her. I told you, there's no fear. Put your candidate in there. This is not about Joe Biden. This is about Democrat ideas that have failed. Their policies have failed. And people are voting for Trump for success and against failure. You have the difecta, bifecta. Trump will heal the Republican Party, even if it means dragging Mitch McConnell around by a dog leash. But the roadblocks for the Democrats are so numerous, it's insane. Headwinds that these guys set for themselves. Hurricanes they're sailing into. Nikki Haley was never a factor. She was leftist propaganda, and she was set as part to get our eye off the ball. And the amount of money that went to her is insane. Mostly Democratic money, and you heard what Newsom said about her. South Carolina validated what we already know. Trump's our guy. And that race put a nail in the coffin of the rhinos and the anti-Trumpers and everybody else.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
7.